Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A career criminal on lifetime parole. That's how Mayor Adams described the man who was fatally shot by police Tuesday in Jamaica, Queens, after he shot and wounded both a cop and a bystander. Let's find out what happened from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, frightening scene here in the midst of rush hour, packed sidewalks and gunfire. Police responding to two armed robberies. One was on Hillside Avenue, Susan, the other on Guy Brewer, within a couple hours of each other. And with tips from the public, NYPD officer Rich Wong and his partner found that suspect on Jamaica Avenue, but the guy pulled a gun. Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny.
He fires one shot, striking police officer Wong in his thigh. Is it through and through injury? Police officer Wong is forced to return fire. He strikes the suspect one time in his face. He's brought to Jamaica Hospital, where he's pronounced DOA.
Now, in the midst of this gunfire between cops and suspect, a 26-year-old woman, a bystander, again, in all of this chaos, was hit in the leg with a bullet. She's going to be okay. Now, more on the suspect, 57-year-old Gary Worthy of Queens, 17 prior arrests, including for murder and robbery. We're told he's on lifetime parole. He was, and was just arrested and released 6 days ago on drug possession. Now, for Officer Wong, again, he's been treated here at Jamaica Hospital overnight and should be released later on today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Queens.
Glenn, echoing that in this story, it's just one example of a much larger problem. Mayor Adams talking about the mentally ill homeless man accused in a deadly stabbing spree.
The mayor describes these murders as horrific and says the victims were just going about their lives.
One person is just fishing on FDR Drive, and he's stabbed. Another person's on his way to work, a mother of a 8-year-old child.
The suspect had mental health struggles and previous arrests. In 2022, City Hall began involuntarily removing people experiencing mental health crises from the streets.
We walk past people every day that we know they do not have the ability to make the right decisions to take care of themselves. This is a problem that was created when we closed the psychiatric facilities many years ago.
The mayor says the facilities that are open need more beds. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
A new scholarship has been named for the late NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was fatally shot in the line of duty while conducting a traffic stop in Far Rockaway, Queens, back in March. The new Detective Jonathan Diller Scholarship Fund will benefit students at Diller's alma mater, St. Mary's High School in Manhasset, who are interested in careers in public safety. Principal Gerard Buckley.
We're just so grateful that we have the opportunity to allow Jonathan's memory to not dim and for his light to continue to shine on for generations through St. Mary's students who will now benefit from this scholarship.
The goal is to raise $100,000 a year to pay for at least one junior or senior at the school. The first fundraiser takes place tonight at an old favorite of Diller and his wife, Mulcahy's Pub and Concert Hall in Wantagh. That brush fire that broke out yesterday afternoon in Highbridge Park at 155th Street, that's under control now. FDNY Deputy Chief Joseph Dugan says it did scorch a substantial area and was hard to fight.
Approximately 10 to 15 acres, about 10 to 15 football fields, an extremely dense brush terrain on very hilly, a hilly section of the park. With not a lot of hydrant or water sources.
Last weekend, Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker announced the new task force to focus solely on combating brush fires. They'll come up with ways to prevent them and will work on additional protocols to help keep firefighters safe in the field. No to sentencing now, yes to doing it in 4 years. That is basically what the Manhattan DA is asking the judge in the Donald Trump felony conviction in the Stormy Daniels hush money case.
Prosecutors told the judge they would oppose any plans by President-elect Trump's lawyers to dismiss the felony case, yet acknowledged that given the consideration of his second term, sentencing could be put off until after the completion of that term. The position was spelled out in the recommendation, the DA's team saying while they must respect the executive office, they must also respect a jury verdict. Trump was convicted of 34 felony counts last spring. His lawyers will move to dismiss, arguing the recent Supreme Court decision on immunity and the responsibilities of the presidency. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Sean Diddy Combs back in federal court yesterday, where his lawyers scored a victory with some evidence barred from his bail hearing on Friday.
The judge siding with Diddy's defense attorney, Mark Agnifilo, ordering that the government must get rid of 19 pages of notes, all that were photographed and handed over to the government during a raid of Diddy's jail cell. These were notes that he jotted down after having conversations with his attorneys, mentioning things like witness names he wanted to take the stand, which Agnifilo argues gave the government more insight into their defense strategy. The government is arguing that the notes also do include quotes that he wanted to find out dirt on two different victims and that he wanted to pay people off. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside federal court.
Expect fewer fake Fendis this holiday season. An NYPD raid on a massive supplier on Mott Street turned up between $45 and $50 million in counterfeit goods, including designer handbags, high-end sunglasses, and fake Apple products. In fact, Deputy Police Commissioner Kaz Daughtry says the raid came after the department got a lot of complaints from both consumers and stores. He called the supplier they took down the mothership when it comes to these illegal goods. He says all that merch will be destroyed. It turns out some of the sights of the holiday season could be bad for the environment.
We will soon see holiday lights everywhere we look, including on trees. But arborist Nick Bates with Long Island Davie Tree Care says those lights could be harmful to trees.
Whenever you wrap any kind of wiring or anything around a tree, you can essentially like kill them. So it's important whenever you're putting the lights on, not to wrap around any branches or anything. And you want to try not to like nail anything or screw anything into the tree.
He says if you want the holiday spirit on your trees, buy clip-on lights instead. They are much friendlier for the trees.
And while you're putting them on, it's a good time to really look at your trees as well. Make sure you don't see any cracked branches or any, like, fungus.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A rally in the South Bronx later today calling on Governor Hochul to fully implement ACT, or the Advanced Clean Trucks Program. Kevin Garcia, Senior Transportation Planner with the New York City Office of Environmental Justice.
We're in the middle of a climate crisis. We need better air quality. And that's why the state, you know, in 2021, took life-saving action to adopt this rule.
It mandates that truck companies meet state standards on how to make their vehicles more environmentally friendly. Big news coming today from one of the big cable companies.
Comcast is expected to announce a plan to spin off its cable networks into a separate company. On the chopping block, CNBC, MSNBC, and E! The spinoff is expected to take about a year. Bravo is not a part of it. Reports say that by separating the cable networks, it will give them the optionality to merge with other networks or potentially be sold.
That's Matt Piper. Besides Bravo, NBC Universal is expected to keep Peacock streaming and NBC Sports. Well, this was a hit.
Nine Cinconias!
And so was this.
Is it written in the stars? Are we paying for some crime?
But this.
Oh, love, if only love, untarnished glowing shine.
Well, not so much, at least not on Broadway. Tammy Faye, the musical about 80s televangelist Tammy Faye Baker, is closing just weeks after it opened. It did really well in London, winning 4 Olivier Awards, including for Best Musical. But here, critics weren't thrilled, and it's been playing at only 63% seating capacity. The show features new music from Elton John, who is among the producers. It will close on December 8th.
I like to be in America.
Ahead of her 93rd birthday, a new honor for Rita Moreno. The Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner now has her own Barbie doll. In making that announcement, Mattel called Moreno a dominant force in the entertainment industry for decades and said her activism, despite the obstacles of sexism and discrimination, was important for them to highlight with their newest celebrity doll.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.